Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
We witnessed the viral video this week, which broke over the weekend, of a Saratoga County Sheriff's deputy caught on video ordering an illegal search of the vehicle of two young men. And now those two young men have filed a notice of claim against the Saratoga County.
Correct. Colin Fitch and Adam Roberts filed those notices of claim against the county yesterday. This claim is the first step to a federal and state civil action the men intend to pursue against the county for violations of their constitutional freedoms. That's according to Terry Kindlin, the attorney the two men hired Monday to represent them. Kindlin said his clients contend their Fourth Amendment rights protecting against unreasonable searches were violated when Sergeant Sean Glanz wrested keys from Fitch's hands and tossed them to another deputy to go through the car. Kindlin said the forthcoming lawsuit might also claim the deputies violated the Second Amendment right of the men to bear arms, since the deputy appears to justify the search of the car after spotting a .22 caliber rifle in the back seat. Kindlin said the rifle offered the deputies no legal right to a search warrant since it was legally owned, and neither Fitch or Roberts are convicted felons, so they are free to own such a rifle and carry it in their car. Glanz, the deputy involved in this case, resigned just prior to a disciplinary hearing on Monday. He now faces a misdemeanor charge of official misconduct, a charge which could land him in jail for up to a year.
We'll keep following that story. We turn to another story about the iconic supermarket chain Price Chopper, which has stores in six states in our region, and they're going for a name change.
Yeah, this was big news all over, including on social media yesterday. When the Golub Corporation announced Tuesday it would be changing the name of its 135 Price Chopper stores to Market 32 over the next 2 years, we found that industry and marketing experts were not surprised. While the Price Chopper name carries a reputation in the capital region, which is its home base, in other market, it means just one thing, that's low prices. An industry analyst yesterday told us that the new name makes complete sense, that America is a foodie nation in 2013, and grocers are changing their selections to accommodate that kind of discriminating shopper. John Springer, the editor of the Supermarket News, told us the absence of any reference to price in the new name suggests that the company is shifting away from a focus on price to a focus on the products you can get. At the yesterday's news conference, Price Chopper CEO and President Jerry Golub said much the same thing. He said he often has to explain to people outside the area that Price Chopper is not a discount store, but a store with high-quality fresh foods. The 32 in the name is a tribute to 1932, the year brothers Ben and Bill Golub founded the supermarket chain. You know, the rebranding comes as all grocery stores face increasing competition, including from places like Walmart, Target, convenience stores, and even dollar stores where you can pick up a can of soup once in a while.
Market 32. We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks so much.